Thank you. Two things before we start. Number one, I'm a plant breeder trying to be an educator, so please bear with me, okay? Number two, we submitted this to a C section, thinking that will be a good fit. And we got moved, we got kicked out, right? But, you know, looking at the presentations today and when I saw the abstracts and the titles, this is a much better fit for what I'm going to present because I see a lot of experience and a lot of things that you can give us feedback on what to do and how to improve things in this area. This is a simultaneous effort that is being conducted in four universities. James Kelly is in Michigan State University. Mark Brick, who is here in the audience, he is at Colorado State. And we have Carlos Urrea at University of Nebraska Lincoln, and then myself at North Dakota State. For those of you who are still with the puzzle phase trying to figure out what BEANCAP is, CAP stands for Coordinated Agricultural Project. These are big projects that are funded by USDA. They are called integrated projects. Many of you probably have USDA grants, and you know that you usually have to cover two out of three areas, research, education, and extension. In a CAP project, you actually is mandatory to cover the three of them. So they are really extensive, comprehensive, big projects. There are like, we're probably the fifth crop that get funded in a CAP project. We have a wheat CAP, we have rice CAP, we have barley CAP, we even have a pine CAP, okay? It's a very multidisciplinary, multi-institutional. This is our first year of efforts. In the case of research, our main objective is nutritional. Everybody knows that beans are nutritional food, so we're trying to figure out which genes are related with that. And this is pretty much a chart that shows how we are organized. Today, I'm going just to focus on the educational side. So we have, this is our extension outreach section, and this is our research section. We need like three separate presentations for each one of these components. So let's focus on education, which is our topic today. We have a lot of collaborators and advisors, other BEANCAP members. We have an advisory committee that has other people involved in education there. Linda Beaver from University of Puerto Rico was probably one of the first one breaking ground on these type of activities. She's here in the audience too. Other plant breeders that are really excited to see this initiative. And also the seed industry is really excited to see this type of efforts. I'm a plant breeder because I was exposed to it. That's the most frequent answer I get from current plant breeders, people that are plant breeders today. Conversations with faculty are telling me that undergrad students are told about plant breeding during their junior, senior years, and that's probably too late for them to realize that there is an option called plant breeder, okay? And even better, when I talk with students and the public in general, the first question I get, the first answer I get to this question is plant breeding? I don't know what that is. Other answers I get is, oh, plant breeding, yeah, that's about transgenics and GMO and genetic engineering and all that biotechnology stuff, right? So that's a little disappointing, especially when you're talking about students in agriculture. I mean, these are answers sometimes on students that are in undergrad students in agriculture in universities, in our universities, and they don't know what plant breeding is, okay? This is not breaking news. There has been a decline in students interested in plant breeding careers. Two main reasons, lack of appropriate funding on the public programs, and students are opting for more appealing or cooler careers like molecular biology or biotechnology or genomics. You know, I always tell my students, it's a lot cooler to wear a lab coat and get dirt in the field, right? So public and private sectors have expressed a concern about not having enough plant breeders to fill their positions. And, you know, honestly, if we want a second green revolution, which is the topic of this Congress here, we cannot accomplish that if we don't have the next generation of plant breeders. Private sector is also very concerned in regards of a lack of an integrated scope in their new plant breeders. Most of them can walk in the air in the lab, do a lot of good stuff in the lab, but in the field, they lack certain skills that are needed to be successful. So how we can educate breeders that are able to go to the field and have all the skills needed to say, this one will work, this one won't, and also sit with the molecular biologists and say, this is what I want from you guys, okay? So we're trying to figure out all those things. So based on that problem, this is our mission and our objectives, pretty much how we outreach to this young audience and tell them that plant breeding could be a nice career option. And it's fun and it's something cool to do. We have four main activities in order to accomplish that. We call the first one hands-on experiences. That's nothing else than internships. And as you can see in other previous presentations, internships are a great way to get people interested in certain particular area. We have undergrad internships, and we have also high school internships during the summer. So each institution, out of the four that I mentioned at the beginning, have students working on all these internships in our own bean breeding programs, okay? Getting a hands-on experience of what are the daily activities on what we do, and of course, they get to spend a lot of time with the breeder too, and visiting the fields and visiting the labs and the greenhouse. We also are doing high school visits, pretty much going out to the local schools in each one of our areas and pretty much telling them what plant breeding is, what a plant breeder does, what is the need. You know, someone at the beginning, another presentation we were talking about, we need to show them that there is career opportunities, there are options, and people don't hear about that. So we need to tell them that there is a lot of nice opportunities awaiting for them. We're inviting high schools to come and visit our departments and try to create that connection and follow up on that. And more recently, we're starting to aim to more close collaboration with the 4-H program and probably the FFA as well. We are developing several plant breeding educational materials, and this is being done in cooperation with the extension component of the Bean Cap. We're doing a lot of videos and animations about plant breeding. I wanted to show at least a draft today of one of them, but it's not ready to show, but believe me, it's jaw-dropping what I saw that this filming group is doing. We have flyers, brochures, banners, posters that we usually distribute during these visits. We also have materials that have been generated in other CAP projects. The wheat CAP has some plant breeding material. The rice CAP also has. We have everything available in our own website, beancap.org. We recently started a Facebook website where all our interns are supposed to be part of it and give their own ideas, their expressions. Everybody know how the young students love Facebook and interact with that. So social media is really important. We call it, the group is called the Plant Breeding Fan Group. So hopefully that will create, spark more interest in our young students. And I've been in several meetings and student meetings trying to get this message going. This is our expected outreach, 300 high school students per year, four high school students directly involved in our programs as interns, that's 16 if you think on the four institutions, 12 undergrad students per year, that would be 48 at the four institutions per year times 4 years. So this is a lot of people too. And of course, there is countless outreach in our website, Facebook, several meetings and other recruiting activities that we have. 100% recruitment success will be unrealistic. Everybody knows that. It doesn't mean that because we're outreaching all these people now, we're gonna have this abundant pool of plant breeders, right? But we think that there is a lot of indirect impact. We are informing the public, and we are creating awareness of what plant breeding is and what a plant breeder does. Those young students will become voters in the future. They will be better informed. At least they will remember one day there was a crazy guy that went to their classrooms and talked about plant breeding, right? Some of them will be leaders making final decisions, and hopefully they will remember one day someone talk about plant breeding. And in general, I think we're trying to create more consciousness about the food change and how the plant breeder have a lot of impact in that food change. So this is what we have done so far. Again, this is our first year. We're trying different things. Doesn't mean that all of them are working smoothly. And one thing that we're really having more struggle, the internships are working wonderful, and you know, all the other presentations are approved that that's one of the best approaches you can have. Our high school visits are highly variable by region and by who is in which school. And I'm sure many of you have got into the same problem before. Is if you have a talented, motivated person in a specific high school, you can get a lot of impact. But if the school or you don't find anybody that is really interested in this, then you don't get much far away, right? And we're trying to find explanations for that. Teachers are already busy with extensive curriculums that they have to fill. So how we fit into their curriculums is our best approach. There are no rewards or incentives. Why if I'm a high school student, I should get into this? I don't see any advantage for me. So our recruitment is becoming more on a personal basis, mainly. I know someone who knows someone who knows someone. You know that story? Finding the right spaces and meetings to share that info. For example, career fairs at the high schools, career days are working really nice. And again, depends. And I know, for example, Colorado is doing really well in the high school level. Michigan and North Dakota are struggling a little bit more. Nebraska is doing well with the high schools and with the technical college too. So again, what I'm looking here is for feedback or new ideas or new ways to break through all these challenges too, since this is our first year. Some of our news showing our impact, you know, you have here. This is from Colorado State University. Driving research involves undergrad and high school students. Hands-on experience, field lives of Western Nebraska Community College students. And here is another one. Summer is the best time to learn. And these are the high school interns that Carlos had in Nebraska. So again, the internships are wonderful. It's a great tool. We already got at least I know of one student that already say to me, I want to be a plant breeder after all this. And he's not from my place, he's from Colorado, actually. So that was very interesting. So it shows that we're making some impact. And she told me, I never heard about plant breeding before, okay? And we made the switch right there. That's it. That's all I have for now. Hopefully next year we'll have more results and I can keep updating of the process on this and things like that. And we'll keep knocking doors and trying different approaches and different strategies. If something doesn't work, we'll try something else. Okay? Thank you.
We have time for one question.
Yes. Yeah, the feedback I'm getting on that one, it's yeah, because at the beginning we were like what we do, right? Either you are a physiologist, you're a soil scientist, whatever. So we were thinking, well, we'll just go and tell how great our lives are and our jobs are, right? And that's it. Well, it's not that easy. The high school teachers want hands-on experiences. Show props, tell them something that they can do with their hands that prove what plant breeding is about. And I'm working on that with the extension people, is what can we do, some sort of exercise in the classroom that tells them what plant breeding is or how plant breeding works, things like that, and how that fits into their curriculum. That's really important, and that's one of the things we're trying to figure out. Funny thing, I asked them, okay, how I can help you in your class, let's say in your biology class. No response. No response. And again, it depends who is where. There are highly talented people with the right attitude. Some other places, they have no interest at all. Yeah. Thank you.